Hello, everybody. Happy Monday in Via Life. And today I want to talk to you about getting more out of life. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had the gut feeling that you were meant for more, but you are not really sure what is the next best step for you to achieve it and where to go? I was there. There was certainly me. So now let me ask you, what is your more? When do you know that you are at your destination, where you want to go? I'm not just talking about more money and more things. I'm talking about more joy, more choices, more balance, more trust. So let me ask you again, what is your more? Let's talk about it. Hello, Christian here. Thanks for joining me. I am the host of the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show. And today I want to talk to you about more. As we started out, have you ever thought about, are you meant for more? Not just more things, more money, everything which goes with it. We're talking about more joy, more fun, more trust, more choices. For me, it is really important to talk about that because I honestly believe we all are meant for more. We just never live into it. And sometimes we just don't live into it because we don't know where to start. We don't grow up in the right town. We didn't have the right parents. We didn't have the right friends. I don't think that's true. For me, the whole idea of more is the idea of taking chances, trying something totally different. And for me, I'm a big fan of Anthony Robbins, and he talks about what is your purpose? Because I believe when you're talking about becoming more, doing more, having bigger impact, what is your purpose? And not just knowing what your purpose is, also knowing your purpose and why it matters to you. There's 13 steps he always talks about. And step one is talking about understanding where you are now. For me, my story is I worked for a company. I absolutely loved what I did. I didn't like who I did it for. And for me, understanding where you are was for me really simple. I knew I wanted to do something else. I knew I wanted to support the chefs. I knew I wanted to become the cheerleader for chefs. COVID for me was the single biggest impact in my career because I seen what COVID did to the industry. I seen what COVID did to my friends. It also made me realize how fragile our industry really is. And so for me, to doing something new, I knew I wanted to do something else. I knew I needed to make a choice. I knew I needed to do something totally different. And for me, knowing about and understanding where you are, it's really important. And sometimes as chefs, we're not good at that. We want to just go to the next step and sitting here and looking at what's important and where I am. What is my situation from a health perspective, from a work perspective, from an impact perspective, from a family, house, husband, spouse, significant other? And for me, looking at all of that, I knew I had to do something else. And for me, that was step number one, understanding where you are. Step number two is really simple, is focus on purpose-driven goals. Not just short-term goals. Goals, and we focus on three, and if you ever had the opportunity to be part of our Culinary Executive Mastermind, we do a workshop where we teach how to set purpose-driven goals, not just short-term goals. And one of my goals was that I wanted to work for myself. Not only did I want to work for myself, I wanted to work for myself because I wanted to make a bigger impact, not just in my life, but also in the life of the people I come in contact with. So for me, step number two, doing those purpose-driven goals, we have a really simple thing. You focus on three things. when you focus on those three things, is you also need to look at what impact does it have for you and the people around you. And now find out what motivates you, because then you could achieve a goal a lot easier. We call it the four quadrants. And the four quadrants are, what is your potential? How much action do I take on my potential? That gives me the outcomes I have. And the outcomes help me believe in what I do is right. And if you have an opportunity, just email us at support@thedisruptivechefshow.com. And we will send you the form. I want you to be part of one of our workshops. But purpose-driven goals are different than regular. So that's number two. Number three is cultivate a abundance mindset. So what does it mean? It's not just about material stuff and power. It's about the impact you make. And for me, if you want to call it meditation or gratefulness, for me, that's the biggest single impact in my career. Every morning, and we talked about this at the last show, I take 15 minutes, which is my time, where I sit, I do gratitude, where I sit and I start with me and I emanate outward to the whole world. And then for me, I take some time to meditate. I never believed it. And I listened to a Howard Stern show once where he said he's been doing meditation and his family's doing meditation for a very long time. I want you to try that on as well, which brings you into step number four. Give to something bigger than yourself. So what does that mean? We cannot ignore the real growth, because real growth only happens or it occurs when you look beyond yourself, making a bigger impact in a career, making a bigger impact in your community, making a bigger impact in what you do. So giving to something bigger than yourself is step four. And then step five, I used to make blueprints on all of it. I just throw it out because I don't believe in doing those blueprints. For me, is I have those purpose-driven goals we talked about. For me, I know what I need to do in order to get where we need to go. And then for me, the single largest impact around that was working with a mentor. He looked at things totally different than I did. Not only did he look at it differently, he gave me these questions I had to look at, which I didn't know how to answer it. I knew how to answer from a surface level, not really from a deep perspective format. And one of those was, which I call step number six, is what brings you joy? For me, it was easy. I wanted to make an impact in our culinary career because over my career, I had the opportunity to make it to the top 1% of our industry. But what gave me more joy than that was the impact I was able to make on the people I interacted with. And that brings me tremendous joy, seeing people flourish, seeing people implementing the tools and tips and tricks, the techniques and strategies I have learned over the years, and we share very openly. Go to christianjfisher.com. There's a ton of free resources out there. Because for me, if you do something, and for me, until I started working for myself, I never knew what it meant when people said I never worked a day in my life. That's how I feel. Because everything we do is around providing value into the culinary industry. That's why we're doing this podcast. That's why we're doing blogs. We blog 2-3 times a day. And for us, just having that impact in the culinary industry, because if I just have one person on here, which implements some of the things we teach here or we share, and it has an impact on them, it's been all worth it. So number six is think about something, what you love to do and which gives you joy. And seven for me is find what you're good at. If you want to call it your superpower, a gift, whatever it is for you. We have a tool we use in our workshops where you start out with something very surface and you go deeper, and having that last thing, which is really hard to figure out, it helps you define what you're good at. There's a lot of things out there from a Myers-Briggs and some other stuff out there. I want you to do one of them, because finding out what is your gift, what is you good at, is a game changer. And I call it the four front rule. And the four front rule is really simple. You call, and that doesn't work, by the way, with family members. You need to have close friends. You call one of your four friends, and you need to call four of them. And you ask them, hey, why are we friends? And at first they're going to say, hey, you fun, you do this, all of the surface things. Say, oh, great, this is really amazing, but why are we really friends? And if you ask this 4 to 5 times, I did it with my friends, and I called one of my very first friends, and he says, you know, you're the goofiest Austrian I know. I said, that's funny. Hey, why are we really friends? And one of the things he said to me is still something I practice every day, because he said to me, Christian, the reason we are friends, because when I have a bad day, you always lift me up. I didn't know I did that. And that's, for me, became one of the things what we do today. One of my second friends I called, doing the same process, 50 minutes into it, I said, Jason, why are we really friends? And he said to me, you know why? Because you're the most positive person I know. You not only give without ever asking for anything, you're just a really positive person. And for me, it goes on. And for me, it was very humbling doing this. And I encourage you to do this with four of your friends, because they will tell you honestly what you're good at. They will tell you why they're friends with you. They're not just friends with you because you're fun, or you have a nice car, or you have a great job. They're friends for you for a reason. And it does not work with family members. It works with really good friends. So define your gift, use the forefront role. And then number 8 for me was, if you want to call it journaling, for me, I write a lot of things. I have journals all over my office here, because I honestly believe if a life is worth living, it's worth recording. So journal, write things down, write your story. And what helped me define all of this, writing my first book, and today we have a company where we teach us to write a book in 8 weeks or less. And some of them write books in 30 days. Some of them make, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 doing that. So I encourage you to write your story, because there's something amazing you have when you know what your gift is, to write your story. You know exactly how to provide greater value in the industry. And then for me, 9 is about visualizing your future. And that's not just visualizing. For me, as a family, at New Year's Eve, we do like a collage of what our year is going to look like. And if you want to call it vision boarding, there's a lot of different names out there. But we do this collage we do every year. And then as a family, we shared with the family friends, hey, I wrote this because this is what I want to do. And just visualizing your future makes it a lot easier to live into. We talked about purpose-driven goals. Having the goals being something you visualize and live into is super powerful. And then you need to figure out, what do you need? What are some of the skills? What are some of the strategies? What are the things you need to learn to get better? I think it's Jim Rohn who said, in order for things to get better, you need to get better. And so for me, number 10 is find out what you need. What are some of the things I need to develop on? And what helps with that is a mentor. Because a mentor can cut down your learning curve of the things you do. He can shorten your distance from where you want to go. And especially if you have a mentor which does what you want to do, it's super easy for them to get you there. And number 11 is something I really work on it still now, which I call buying your time back, or time for yourself. And I'm not good at it. I need to get better at number 11 for me to do some more stuff for myself. And what I love, I've been lucky to have this office here, and my staff leaves by 5-6. And before I go home, I have an hour just for me to kind of reflect how my day went. For me, how to set goals for the next day. What are the 3 things I want to get done the next day? Who do I need to reach out to? And it also gives me an opportunity to do the things we talked about earlier. Do the visualizing, being the grateful, write down some of the key learnings of the day. What did I do and how can I make it better today, tomorrow? So time for yourself is super important. It's still something I practice every day. And we talked also at the last show about the way we talk to ourselves. And for me, I call it practice self-compassion. Because as chefs, we really harden ourselves more so than to anybody else. And that starts with the way we talk to ourselves. So I encourage you to be really aware of the language we use for ourselves. And for me, as I started paying attention to that, I realized I wouldn't even talk to a dog the way I talk to myself. And even now I catch myself when I say, Christian, you're so stupid. Oh, that's such a, why did you make the mistake? Why didn't you do this? And then I borrow from Tony Robbins, he says, and then you say, I should have done this. You should have done that. And then you should all over yourself. So for me, number 12 is be careful how you talk to yourself and practice self-compassion. And for me, number 13 is you need people around you. You need somebody in your life who sees in you what you don't see in yourself. And if it's a friend group, a mastermind, a networking thing, you need to become part of something. Because when you build community, within community, we do more for others than we do for ourselves. In community, if you have a really good community, you can honestly share and get honest feedback back. And that's, for me, are you meant for more? Those 13 things we talked about, if you practice some of them or all of them every day, I promise you, you will figure out if you are meant for more. And if you haven't done so, please join the DisruptiveChef.club, which is our private community where we have conversations like this all the time. You get weekly emails about some of the new cool stuff we do. Also, when you're part of this group, you get access to us. We send out a calendar where you can set up 15-minute calls with me and my team, and we can talk about what you want to do and hopefully provide some value and help you in becoming better in what you do. So again, if you found values in the conversation we had so far, make sure you share this with a friend, tag us, like us, and hopefully be able to share some more good words of wisdom. So for me, before we go, I want to wrap up 2 other things I want to talk about. One of them is innately there's something coming up when you want to do something. And sometimes you feel it's done for a reason. Oh, you know, I have this barrier, or hey, something just happened, or somebody asked me for something and they just couldn't get it done. And sometimes I believe the universe does it because they want to make sure you're serious. And things will always come up. And for me, my go-to was that I felt I wasn't good enough if something came up because I didn't practice hard enough. English wasn't my first language. I didn't want to go into culinary at first. I wanted to be a medical doctor. My parents made me go into this. And for me, now when I look back, all of the circumstances, all of things which happened to me led me to where we are today, that we can have that conversation with you. So now, let me ask you, how do you step towards more? More, what do you want? More freedom, more money, better career, a better outcome, a better dish, a better partner. What is your more? And starting with that self-reflection we talked about, understanding what is my true desire? What are my goals? What are my dream? What is my structure? And how important it is for me to get it done and take those steps and put it into actionable things I can do every day. There's a ton of tools and tactics and strategies out there. You can read up. There's something really, really, really cool. It's called G-O-G-G. You guys know it's Google. You can learn anything. Or you can get yourself a mentor who can help you. And for me, having my first mentor was the single biggest impact or best decision I made. The best decision I made because he helped me to account. He called me on my shit. And that's what a real mentor does. And I encourage you to do three things after you listen to this episode. Number one, reach out to somebody you feel can help you to get to your next level and help you define what is you more. The second thing I want you to do, reach out to somebody that you know you have a skill, you have a tool, you have a tactic which could become their more. And the third thing I want you to do is start writing this stuff down. As we said earlier, for me, if a life is worth living, it's worth recording. And I want you to write that stuff down, because it's really important to record the amazing things you do. So now, if you don't mind, in the comments below, let me know, what is your more? What is your day going to look like? What are you going to do? Journaling? Are you going to do mind setting or mindfulness work or gratitude work? Or are you going to reach out to a network? If you're looking for a network, we have an amazing group. It's called the Culinary Executive Mastermind. We meet twice a month. And if you just tag us in the comments below, we send you a link and we give you 2 months for free to be part of that. Because I honestly believe it's that important to be part of a group which plays better or higher or at a different level than yourself. For me, you probably heard it said that if you hang out with five losers, there's a very good chance you become number six. You probably also heard it said, if you hang out with five people which expect more out of life, which do more with their career, there's a very good chance you become number six. So now I want to go back to where we start. Have you ever thought about or had the gut feeling that you were meant for more? More impact, more money, better career, more joy, more love, more trust. What is your more? With that, I want to say thanks for being here today. My name is Christian Fischer. I'm the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. I want you to fire up your career. Stay hungry for change. Because I'm Christian, Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. I'm signing off. So be the change, be the challenge, and be the chef who sets the world on fire. With that, thanks for listening today, and we see you on Thursday.